And we turn now to the prefaces of, and then the chapter, Poisonous Pedagogy, in Alice Miller's For Your Own Good. And this is the preface to the American edition. Quote from, excerpt from Alice Miller. This book is appearing in America some 2.5 years after its first publication in Germany, and it is probably just as well that it wasn't available before now in this country. Had it appeared here earlier, American readers might well have asked, why should we still bother with Hitler today? That's all ancient history. And who is this Christiane F.? But now, after so many young Americans have seen their own tragedies mirrored in the film and book about Christiane F., the teenage German drug addict, and after all the talk in the media the past few years about the danger of nuclear war, it should come as no surprise that I have chosen Adolf Hitler and Christiane F. as representatives respectively of extreme destructiveness on the world historical scale and of extreme destructiveness on a personal one. Since the end of World War II, I have been haunted by the question of what could make a person conceive the plan of gassing millions of human beings to death, and of how it could then be possible for millions of others to acclaim him and assist in carrying out this plan. The solution to this enigma, which I found only a short while ago, is what I have tried to present in this book. Readers' reactions to my work convinced me how crucial others find this problem too, and how the terrible stockpiling of nuclear weapons worldwide raises the same question in an even more acute form. Namely, what could motivate a person to misuse power in such a way as to cause, completely without scruples and with the use of beguiling ideologies, the destruction of humanity, an act that is altogether conceivable today? It can hardly be considered an idle academic exercise when somebody attempts to expose the roots of an unbounded and insatiable hatred like Hitler's. An investigation of this sort is a matter of life and death for all of us, since it's easier today than ever before for us to fall victim to such hatred. And my interjection. I believe with the benefit of Miklos Niemcz's Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account, along with the writings of Karl Popper and Jeremy Bentham, and with our own thinking on the wage work system, we're able to add that hatred conceived of simply played less a role in the unfolding and carrying out of this horror than simply the banality of obedience. And that's a reference to Hannah Arendt's book, The Banality of Evil. And I believe that it is, in fact, obedience that is the banality we are exorcising from our souls in growing them together. The banality of obedience, which is built into the hierarchical structure of class itself. It's fascism dressed up pretty as productivity. Recall Miklos's description of Mussfeld's pride in his efficient carrying out of his orders to kill. That 80 was no more difficult for him than 1. Continuing. A great deal has already been written about Hitler by historians, sociologists, psychologists, and psychoanalysts. As I attempt to show in the pages that follow, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but you know, it's like my head's in this vise. I keep turning it, screw on me, tighter and tighter. And I think they're aware of how significant Alice Miller is, and so we're going to hang in there.